This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
All right, let's get right into it. As you guys know, the 15th annual Bachelor Auction is close to a month away, and this is your chance to get your tickets now at cscrochester.org. But Breezy and I, once again, will be emceeing the event.
Yeah, we're so excited to be hosting. We do it every year. We've been a part of this organization for quite some time, even before both of us were even here. Yeah. And I'm excited to go back to our roots at Anthology on March 22nd.
That's
right. It's going to be very fun.
All right. So speaking of the Bachelor Auction, from CSC of Rochester, we are joined by our close friend Hunter Johnson this
Hunter.
Morning. What's up, Hunter?
Good morning. Thanks for having me again.
Hi, King.
Hi.
We love you so much.
Hunter, I got to ask. It's Galentine's Day. You got plans tonight?
I don't have it tonight. Tomorrow, I'm actually going to dinner with quite a few.
30 of your closest friends?
Yeah.
Like you typically do.
That was literally you guys last weekend.
Yeah,
at Burns. Just absolutely tearing it up.
So we got after it the other weekend for CSC Pub Crawl.
Yes, we did. I may have gotten a minor concussion at one point that night.
Yes. So we have a couple of the Bachelors live in the studio with us. But before we introduce them and get a chance to get to know them before the big night, Hunter, lay out all the details. What, where, when, ticket prices, all that.
Yeah, so as Breezy said, it is March 22nd at Anthology this year, kind of our stomping grounds from a while back. But ticket pricing, it's going to be $35 per person for general admission. Or a four-pack, which gives you kind of a discount there of $120. Don't ask me to do the math right now.
Okay, so general admission, it'd just be $30 a person.
Then yeah, $35.
That's for GA.
Yeah.
For GA. If you want to get four tickets, it's $120?
Yes, yep, so it'd be $30 per person. You're right.
Perfect. Honestly, we're no math whiz, so that was actually very impressive that he did that. So.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then VIP. What's the cost for VIP tickets?
VIP tickets will be $55 for that ticket.
And then that includes
You get exclusive access.
It's a mingle moment. Yeah, it's a mingle moment.
Okay. So this is a chance for everybody who gets there. You pay an extra couple bucks, and keep in mind this is all for charity. You get the free champagne, you get drinks, you get a chance to mingle with the Bachelors before they actually go on stage, which is great. Okay, wonderful. And it's going to be at Anthology on East Avenue.
Yes, sir.
March 20. What time can people get there?
They can start arriving. The general happy hour is at 7:30. VIP, I believe we're going to have at 6:30 or 6. I got to double check on that.
Okay, perfect. Great. And keep in mind, guys, last year people dressed to the nines. There's no jeans allowed.
No.
Come dress to impress. Okay? So, Breezy, you're going to wear your sequins, whatever.
No, full sequin jumper. I'm going to look like Taylor Swift.
Yes, Diva.
It's totally fine. Hopefully the shipping starts working by then. And yeah, we're very excited because, like Moose said, this all goes back to charities. Cancer Support Community Rochester is near and dear to our hearts. And if you're not familiar with it, it's formerly known as Gildas Club Rochester. And
that's right.
What they do at that organization is they really support people who are going through cancer, people who have family members going through cancer, anybody who has been affected by cancer, by a close loved one, friend, family, whatever the case may be, you have support there and you have an open ear, an open arm, all of the things. So I really enjoy doing that because what we do before we get into all the fun of the bachelor auction is we hear from some of those people that have benefited from these services. And it's really touching and it's really moving and just it really brings everything full circle to know like this is the reason why we're here. Although we have fun, although we throw drinks back, although we, you know, are dancing and laughing and having a great time, it really goes back and stays in our community, which I love.
We want to let you guys be very aware of where your money is going, and it is helping so many people. That being said, let's introduce our first bachelor. All right, we're going to turn the mic over to, your name is?
McQuaid
Thomas Milligan.
McQuaid Thomas Milligan. Thanks for coming in the
studio. Sounds made up, I will say.
That's just the government name.
Do we call you Mac for short?
Mac and cheese, Big Mac,
Mac
whatever
Daddy.
You want.
All
Mac
right.
Daddy's been there. Everything that goes with Mac, I've been called it.
Perfect. Right.
Mac, tell us your age, what you do for a living.
I am 29 years old. I am in software sales. Software sales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crushing it.
Absolutely.
And what made you want to become a bachelor? Tell us your backstory here.
Yeah, you know, so Hunter over here, who we just heard from, he actually found me on the side of the road over out by Tin Cup. I was just a golden retriever out on the side of the road.
Just
6'5", blonde hair, blue eyes, you know, just on the side of the road. And Hunter graciously picked me up in his Ferrari and brought me over to here.
That tracks so hard.
Yeah, no, but actually, no, Hunter invited me to be on this, and I lost my grandfather to cancer, so this is a very important cause to me. And this, I know Hunter, I know a lot of people that are in this, and I love Rochester, and this is right up my alley, so I'm pumped to be here.
Yeah, this pumped. It's going to be great.
The 585 is originally your home.
Absolutely. I went to Fisher. I'm from Buffalo.
Okay.
From Buffalo, Williamsville. Shout out Williamsville. Shout out 716. But went to Fisher, moved around for grad school, came back. I live right downtown Park Ave, represent 585. So
all right.
Yes.
Let's go Cardinals.
We got a local boy.
Let's
all right.
go Cardinals.
All right. Dress to impress on the 22nd of March. All right, so Mac, why should somebody bid on you? I mean, you're a good-looking dude. How tall are you?
I'm 6'5". Sometimes they say 7 feet. Sometimes they say 7 feet. It grows every day, you know?
Right.
Still growing. 29 years old, still growing.
Depends on how tall the hair is.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I met this guy a couple of minutes ago, and let me tell you, ladies, he's a tree. He's a tree.
So. Oh, he also models on the side as well when he's not crunching numbers with the software sales.
But that's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
29. Do you have roommates or live alone?
Oh, one roommate. Nice little townhouse over right off Park Ave. So we got a nice cute orange cat. Shout out my roommate, Josh. He's probably listening. Josh is the man.
I was going to ask you, is this roommate male or female?
He's male. And yeah, there's potential for a double date if someone wants to win me.
He goes, I have a roommate. And by roommate, I mean girlfriend. And by girlfriend, I mean wife.
I am very, very single.
Okay, there you go. So, as far as being single, explain to us the type of woman you're looking for, Mac.
Definitely someone fun, personality. You know, like I always say, like, I don't do boring. So, definitely got to have some sort of personality. Got to have, you know, be into different things. Be energetic, you know, be doing different things. Have some passions, you know, have some energy. I don't do boring, you know, so it's got to have something.
Period. Well,
what about a girl who smokes cigarettes or vapes?
You know, personality is what matters. You know, it's got to be what's inside, you know, not what's on the outside. You could be the best person in the world and smoke and vape a pack a day, I guess. You can smoke some Marlboros and you might be amazing, you know.
But, and you're okay with that.
You're perfect. You know, you got to be perfect then.
Be direct. Are you in a girl who smokes or not?
No, I'm going to say no. Right. I'm going to say no right there.
Especially considering the fact that we're supporting CSC. We're going to say no.
Yeah, that's
it. Crazy.
100%. Okay, so you love a girl who doesn't smoke, but somebody energetic, has goals, has ambitions.
Yep.
You prefer somebody who has kids or no kids?
I'm going to say no kids.
He answered that one quickly.
Have you ever dated a woman with kids?
Not officially, you know, but I've dated women with kids.
Okay, so not officially, but
let's fill in the blank there. We don't have to go into.
You know, the Facebook status wasn't changed, Moose. Let's just say that.
You woke up to somebody accidentally calling you dad.
I'm going to defer that one.
Okay,
oh my God.
Great. Mac is our first bachelor in Hunter. The bachelors are also going on CSC Rochester. Do we know when that's taking place? All the bachelors? I believe it's...
The roster.
The roster. Yeah.
The roster should be in the next couple of weeks, I believe, that we're going
to
be putting them
So you can have pictures, bios, you can donate to their pages. And another awesome thing that they'll be doing leading up is they have these guest bartending events. So if you want to dive into that a little bit more, so you don't have to wait till the 22nd to actually meet Mac or Paul, who we're going to talk to in a minute here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there will be a few guest bartending events. We're having one at the Dead Red Pecker. We're going to have one at Tin Cup again. That's been doing a lot of events for us.
Oh, yeah. How was the other night?
Oh, it was great. Success? It was an awesome turnout, especially having everybody there that was dedicated to that specific event. It was really great.
Awesome.
Everything. I was yelling at all the speed daters. Sorry about that again if any of you are listening. But yeah, it was a great turnout. We're also doing another guest bartending event at Daily Refresher, by the way.
And when is that going to be?
Ooh, that one is...
Because a lot of our bachelors, if you guys want to come out and meet them in person, a lot of them will be guest bartending at places like Tin Cup, Daily Refresher, Ziggy's, all these places.
Yeah, it's going to be throughout February, the end of February and early March as well. I just don't know off the top of my head.
Thank you, Hunter.
And yeah, last we'll be listing them on the social networks.
Last thing for our boy Mac here, before you guys get to see him live on stage on March 22nd at the auction, you see our girl... Breezy over there. She just got a tooth gem. Oh. Pretend Breezy is somebody she's a beautiful gal. You're in the club, okay? Yeah. How would you approach her as a single man? Okay, I'm going to play a little bit of music here.
Yeah, play it.
Yeah, let me, what do I want to play here? Something sexy.
In all the right. clear, we all fan. Yeah, yeah.
All right, Mac, the stage is yours.
So I'm going after Breezy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Breezy, so I spot you probably on the dance floor. We probably make some eye contact.
No. Walk
he's
over
setting,
her.
He's setting the scene. He's setting over. The scene. He's setting the scene.
I'm setting the scene.
Oh, go for it.
I'm break dancing. I'm on my head at this point. Yeah, fully. I'm sweating from every orifice of my body.
She knows what I'm talking about. Go I gotta set the scene. I'm not just
my apologies.
Cold,
we love a narrator. Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you know, Breezy, we probably see you early in the night, right?
Yeah.
Probably see you. You know, we make eye contact. You know, you and your friends, you're whispering about me, right? So we make a couple eye contacts. Then after, when the timing is right, I'm walking over, and I'm just going, hey, baby, you look good today.
So act it out. Play it out. I want to see this scene.
Yeah.
So, hey, Breezy, hey, I'm going to say, hey, you look good today. What's up?
Plot twist, it's 11 a.m. We're in a pub. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I like that new tooth you got. What's that in your... that little tooth thing. Is that new?
Yeah, it's new. It's iced out, so...
I could get a matching one if you want.
Yeah?
You want to go?
We should. Yeah, let's get out of
this club.
Why are we at this club at 11 a.m.? We should go get tooth gems.
Yeah, so I say tooth gems and tats.
Yeah. Don't get crazy. Don't push your luck. And then we go get married. And that's kind of how that plays out. Uh-huh.
Before you do that,
for sure.
You guys both get tramp stamps.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was well done, Mac. Way to think on your feet. Coming up on the show, we're going to introduce you to our next bachelor, Paul, right after the commercial break. Stay there. It's PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, welcome back to the show. We are talking Bachelor Auction this morning, and we have a few of the bachelors in the studio with us to give you a chance to, we want to give you a chance to just get to know them.
Not the speed dating live on air. I think it's great because this gives you a little peek inside of what you're in for on March 22nd at Anthology for the 15th annual Bachelor Auction. We're so excited to be a part of it again. We just heard from Mac Daddy. He's absolutely crushing it. And now we have our friend Paul, who he seems ramped and ready.
Paul, what's up?
Good morning.
Paul.
Good morning, WGIZ PXY. Good morning, Rochester.
Nice to meet you, man. How old are you?
I am 46.
46? You look good for your age.
I love the range. I do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
People are like, I don't want to go out with a 20-year-old. It's like, no.
How tall are you?
Not quite 6'5". Or 3. I'm more like 5'9".
Yeah, you and me both. Yeah. Now, if... For those of you listening right now, Paul looks like a younger version of George Clooney with a longer beard.
And a long hair. Yeah.
He's got this skateboard vibe to him. And
he brought us gifts.
Yeah, what's in the bag?
So I'm one of the proud owners of Ape and Canary, and I heard someone mention brow lamination and brow this and that and the other, and I figured it was time for a massage or treat yourself with a facial. So for both Moose and Breezy,
will buy whatever we have
some lotions and potions, some candles.
Wait a second.
Some sweatshirts.
Wait a second.
Really heavy.
Mac, what did you bring us?
A good attitude.
Yeah, I just brought my, you know, my good looks and charm, you know?
Dude, honestly, thank you so much. It's very sweet of you.
I'm going with Paul. Sorry.
I might have given you the wrong bag, though, because one of them's got the gift card has your name on it, so whichever.
We definitely shouldn't be doing this live on air.
I know. It's okay. It's okay.
Now, we'll do this later. So
Paul,
sorry.
I want to ask you, bud, what got you involved with wanting to be a bachelor?
Absolutely. So 2017, in the midst of me 3 years into a new business and moving from one location to the next, my mom got stricken with cancer. Mm. She passed.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
She was 58, young, and I was 38 at the time. And they were in Florida, and I was up here, and it was rough. It was rough.
Yeah, that's.
We went from like 3 employees to 15, moved from one location to a 6,000 square foot spot where we are now.
And, where are you located?
Right across from the Strathallen, 566 East Ave.
Gorgeous, sure. Gorgeous.
Yeah, very
across from the hotel. Yep.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. My condolences.
Thanks.
And so this obviously, you know what CSC is all about.
Yeah, yeah. Rosanna Dan. I mean, my mother introduced me to Gilda's Club. I mean, that's where it's sort of the OG part of it all.
That's right.
And that's where it all started. So, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of us have, you know, are familiar with the organization, but
absolutely.
Also there's so many of us that have been touched by cancer itself, whether somebody you know has gone through it or you as an individual have gone through it. On Saturday, March 22nd, a lot of us are going to be just doing a toast on stage to the people that we lost, the people that we love.
I think my biggest question to you is, like, you know, since you went through such this traumatic passing of your your mother, how long did it take you to get to a spot where you can give back to CSC Rochester and feel comfortable and not feel like, I mean, you're constantly grieving, obviously, but it gets easier, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, fair question. Listen, it happened in 2017. We're at 2025 at this point. It's every day I don't think about her. A little John Denver song might pop on and I think about it immediately. But yeah, having employees and having my own business certainly has helped because it takes my mind off things.
Yeah.
It took some time. It definitely took some time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're getting a couple messages coming in right now from actually a few ladies, one of them being a Laura, who's asking the question, why is a 46-year-old man with a sexy voice single?
And a very successful business.
Fair, you know, fair question. And Laura, I love the question and love the transparency. What it comes down to is this. When you have your own business and you got 25 employees, your personal life and your sort of self-identity kind of gets put on the shelf for a minute.
Takes the back seat.
Until you decide to say, what is it that I want?
Yeah.
And what is it that I'm ready to give back? Or when do I want to have a life?
All right. Well, you're going to be at the auction. Let's say one of the beautiful young ladies that's there or older women, whoever.
Sure.
Bids on you.
Absolutely.
What does the perfect first date for you look like?
Honestly, let's go out, have a really good meal. I'm a native New Orleanian, so I'm all about the food.
Sure.
I'm all about a good mixed drink. And listen, if she's on that kick about like non-alcoholic beverages, hey, I'm there too.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that too. Let's go either enjoy something that Rochester actually has to offer, so many things. I went to the RPO Holiday Pops concert. There's incredible little treasures in this city right here. Mm-hmm. We don't have to go anywhere else. And so let's start with something fun. The Nerdvana, this other awesome place.
It's great.
Strong Museum. You can play video games at the table with your kids. I'm
so
like, this is
fun.
A thing?
Do you have kids?
I wish.
Not no.
He hopes to after the 22nd.
I've got 20, quote unquote, 25 of them that I work with every day that I kind of have to babysit sometimes.
Right.
But
yeah.
You know.
And I don't know how many. I'm sure you're going to bring your employees on the 22nd.
Absolutely.
They're all going to root for you.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a huge, huge event. We're so looking forward to this. This is Breezy and I's favorite event all year, favorite fundraiser.
Definitely.
So if there are any pet peeves, what are they?
Two things. Halitosis.
I thought he was going to say tooth gems. I was like, not the personal.
No, actually, that's really sexy, actually. That's sexy AF.
Okay, halitosis.
Sexy AF.
Bad breath. And what
halitosis. And also someone who's like sort of, listen, don't give me resting bitch face if I'm trying to like have the courage to come over and talk to you.
Right.
You know, like at least give me a shot. You know, even if my pickup line kind
just
of flops.
Just be open.
Just be cool.
Yeah.
Listen, this is post-COVID. We're all sort of in a weird place.
Right.
Things are going on above and beyond our control. Let's just be kind.
Right.
You know? Even if I'm not trying to attack you. I'm just trying to say hi.
Yeah. Right.
If you guys are just tuning in, we're introducing you to our two first bachelors, Mac and Paul from the 585, who are going to be at the auction on March 22nd in Anthology, which is the original spot I have not been to yet, but it's beautiful. It's right off East Ave. Mac is a 29-year-old software salesman?
Software sales.
Software sales. Why don't you go ahead and plug your Instagram real quick?
Yeah, just McQuaid Milligan. My name's a funky spelling, not like the high school in the area. It's McQuade Milligan. Then I'm that on all platforms.
Okay, and Paul?
Sounds like an alias.
Paul Kaufman 9. My OG Instagram got hacked a few years back, so I had to like reboot. 9's my lucky number, so it's Paul Kaufman 9.
All right, great. You guys are awesome. And real quick, I want to get to Hunter. Hunter, go through the list real quick of the bartending events that are coming up.
Yes, now that I actually have the dates in front of me. So we'll be doing the guest bartending events at Dead Red Pecker on February 28th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Got it.
Tin Cup in Fairport on March 7th, 6 to 9 p.m. again. And Daily Refresher on Thursday, March 13th from 6 to 9 p.m.
There you
Let's
have it.
Go.
15th Annual Bachelor Auction
Thank
hosted
you guys
by yours truly.
So much for coming in. And yeah. I know it like... It takes a lot to just come and put yourself out of your comfort zone, whether it be coming on the air, whether it be participating in the auction. So I applaud you both. And Hunter, always great to see you.
Yeah.
It's great to see you too.
Get your tickets now at CSC Rochester. General admission is $35. VIP tickets are $50, right, Hunter? $50.
Yes.
Bucks. Yep. Okay. We'll see you guys on the 22nd. It's Peaks Why Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
98PXY is free and always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hip music station. 98BXY.
585-252-9800 is the number to call if you feel the need to clear
the air, baby.
For There I Said It, some of you got something you need to get off your chest this morning, and that's cool. So do we. Let's get over some text coming in right now. Yeah, a lot of people are really, they like Paul, the Bachelor.
I do, too.
I mean, Max cool, too, but Paul Barkis.
He just gave us a gift card to go get a massage, and I'm bidding on him, so I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed.
Krista says, beer is absolutely disgusting. There, I said it. Plus, it smells like pee.
It does smell like pee. Why is that?
Stop drinking Natty Ice. Start slamming some delicious Golden Hazy IPAs. Breezy's favorite. Yes.
This is crazy. This person says, it's normal to only have sex a few times a year without calling it celibacy or abstinence. That's not true.
I don't think that's true either.
That's literally not true. I don't think that's normal at all.
So in order to call it, what do you call it? In order to call it celery,
nope.
You have to.
So close. Celibacy.
You have to not have sex at all. You can't just
and
dabble.
Abstinence, yeah.
I'm doing dry January, but I only had three drinks.
But I only drink on Fridays. That's not true.
I only smoke cigarettes, but I only smoke when I drink, which is every day. All right, let's go to Wavy Davey. What's up, Wavy King? Davey? I think vanilla is the best flavor ice cream. There, I said it. It's so rich and creamy, and every brand of ice cream has a different vanilla flavor from the next. It's absolutely delicious. And anyone who says different... isn't cultured. Clearly, he's trying to rattle your cage.
So,
we know what he's doing.
The argument of like me being uncultured because I don't know vanilla ice cream, that makes you uncultured. I love vanilla ice cream. It's like, what?
When I was in California, so I think I was in Oakland. I walked into an ice cream shop and he goes, what's up, man? Can I offer you any samples? I was like, let me try the vanilla. He looked at me and he goes, all right. It tastes like vanilla. There was like 40 flavors you could have tried. I was like, let me try the vanilla.
Moose.
What is it?
My tooth gem just fell off.
Thank God.
There's $25.
Oh,
on
yeah.
The tubes.
Yeah. It's going to last for close to a year. Right.
It came off.
If you missed it, Breezy went to Geneva yesterday for a Galentine's date. She got a tooth gem. So she comes in the studio this morning all blinged out. I'm like, it looks ridiculous. She goes, yeah, they said it was going to last close to a year. It fell off 12 hours later.
It just came off. What a ripoff. Talk about lighting $25 on fire. No, I'm pissed. No, I'm devastated. Okay, here's my there I said it for today. If you're going to offer a service, make sure it lasts. There I said it.
That's what's up.
I also have another one today that I'm... Now I'm just mad. Now I'm choosing violence. I am so sick and tired of people posting things that are clearly aimed towards someone specific and then them being like, this isn't really towards anyone. It's just relatable content. It's like you literally wrote out my name. So...
Well, give me just an example.
Say someone goes on TikTok and they're like, I literally hate you and I hate those yellow pants that you wear. And then they write in the caption, this really isn't towards anyone specific. It's just relatable content. It's like, you literally called someone out. So
I think most people use the word literally incorrectly. There, I said it. Who else is here? Sebastian. What's up, Sebastian? Being single on Valentine's Day is actually better. There's no stress, no expectations, and you save money. F it. There, oh, I said it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you guys know the deal. We have a listener here who is clearly going through it, so we're going to go ahead and give him a big Moose and Breezy virtual hug this morning.
Aww.
There you go. Let's go over to Tony. What's up, guys? My wife covers
her... What up, Tone Dog?
What's up?
I said, what up, Tone Dog?
My wife covers her fries in mayo. It's beyond grotesque. Oh, a little bit is fine, but globs of mayo is disgusting. There, I said it. Tony, good luck with that, buddy. Globs of mayo. You ever know?
There are people who
carry their own hot sauce in their bag.
I used to do that in high school. I used to carry it in my Vera Bradley lunch pail.
But I did know a girl who used to carry packets of mayo in her bag. And that's where I draw the line there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go over to our friend Alicia here. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Our pain is a reflection of your love. The depth... Oh, jeez. Hold on a second. I need something here for this. Our pain is a reflection of your love. The depth of your grief speaks to the depths of your love. It's okay to feel everything that you're feeling right now. Don't let some man tell you that you're overreacting or that you're too much. Because if that's the case, he or anyone else can go find less. There, I said it.
Period.
It was beautifully written, Alicia. Who are you talking about?
She was no one specific, just relatable content.
Who are you talking about? We got to give away some tickets, do we not?
Let's give away some tickets.
Looking for Color 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to win a pair of tickets to the Rochester Wine and Chocolate Festival. That's this Saturday, you guys, at the Riverside Convention Center. You can sip all the wines and eat all the chocolates. You can make it a date night. Some of you don't want to bring your husband. You could. Or you could just make it, have a little friend night. Whatever you want to do with it.
Whatever you want to do.
Call right now.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now, good luck. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy Breeze. There I said it.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.